zero.
Mm-hmm. And what's a kind of injury that you can get from cold weather?
Frostbite.
Mm-hmm. And if it's cold enough to kill the plants, you call that a?
Freeze.
Mm-hmm. And a name for wet snow?
Wet snow. Are we talking about hail? Are we talking about...
Well, I guess when the snow starts to melt, maybe. Or it comes down and it's wet. You know? Oh, it's okay. You know, that's really a question for people in Colorado, I think. If you're skating on the ice and you come to an area that you want to avoid, that area is an area of...
Well, it's dangerous.
You can say you're skating on...
Ice, thin ice.
Mm-hmm. And in places like Colorado where it snows a lot, when the snow starts to melt and the ground starts to loosen up, you call that the spring.
Thaw.
Mm-hmm. And what kinds of wind storms do we get here?
Sand storms.
Okay, if the wind has not been blowing, but it starts to blow, you say that the wind is doing what?
Picking up.
Mm-hmm. And if it stops blowing, you say that it has?
It's dying or diminishing.
Okay. And let's see. Could you finish this phrase for me? The weather is hotter than?
Hades.
And the weather is colder than?
Cold.
It never gets cold enough here.
I was going to say. You get into slang, you know. The
mm-hmm.
colder than hell, which is... You know, it's a joke. People will say it all the time,
mm-hmm.
but it's a misuse of the word.
Mm-hmm. How about the weather is drier than?
Drier than. We live in a part of the world that's always dry. I don't know what is drier than.
But if we had so much dry weather that the crops were dying, what would we call that?
Drought.
Mm-hmm. And asthma makes it hard to...
breathe.
Mm-hmm. And do you know the name for a warm, dry wind blowing east off the Rocky Mountains?
No.
You ever heard of a Chinook?
Yes.
What is a Chinook?
Well, it's some kind of a winter storm, but I'm not familiar with it.
Okay. How about a blue norther? What's a blue norther?
Well, that's something that's supposed to be very unpleasant and very cold.
Mm-hmm. And this is a farming question, but maybe you know the answer. When a farmer harvests once and then a new crop grows up and he can harvest it another time. What's that second crop called?
Well, alfalfa would be a typical thing because you cut alfalfa and then you go back and cut it again.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I don't know what the second crop is called.
Okay. How about some local trees? What are some local trees around El Paso?
Well, our cottonwoods, our elms,
mm-hmm.
our sycamores, our mulberries. We have half a dozen kinds of